This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas launched rockets towards Tel Aviv, Israel, in what appears to be the first such long-range attack from Gaza since earlier this year. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has the story.
Air raid sirens wailed in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv on Sunday as a barrage of rockets soared overhead. The Israel Defense Forces said it intercepted a number of the projectiles that sent people scrambling for shelter. The attack came just hours after aid trucks passed through the Kerem Shalom border crossing, Israel's main entry point into southern Gaza, as part of a new agreement to bypass Rafah, as Israel continues pressing its military offensive. Egypt refuses to reopen the Rafah crossing until Israel returns control of the territory to the Palestinians. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
At least 8 people were killed on Sunday by Israeli strikes in villages across southern Lebanon, Lebanese security sources said. Hezbollah said on Sunday it mourned 4 of its fighters from Israeli strikes, and it responded to attacks by launching dozens of rockets towards Israeli Army Reserve units along Israel's northern border. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky invited the presidents of the U.S. and China to join an upcoming peace summit as his country struggles to stave off unrelenting attacks by Russia.
And I am appealing to the leaders of the world who are still a side of the global efforts of the Global Peace Summit. To President Biden, the leader of the United States, and to President Xi, the leader of China.
Moscow's forces have in recent weeks advanced on the battlefield. This is VOA News. The past week has seen a rise in Russian strikes on Ukraine's second city of Kharkiv in the northeast after Russian troops stormed across the border, opening a new front. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
President Volodymyr Zelensky issued a plea to Ukraine's Western allies to help boost air defenses to keep cities safe. Russia has bombarded Kharkiv throughout the war, having reached the outskirts in a failed attempt to capture it in 2022. Rescuers, medics and journalists occasionally had to rush away from the scene of both strikes and take cover on the ground for fear of another one, as has occurred during several recent Russian attacks. Moscow denies deliberately targeting civilians, but thousands have been killed and injured in the 27 months since it invaded Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The International Organization for Migration has increased its estimate of the death toll from a massive landslide in Papua New Guinea to more than 670. The chief of the UN Migration Agency's mission in the South Pacific Island Nation said the revised death toll is based on calculations by village and provincial officials that more than 150 homes were buried by Friday's landslide. The previous estimate had been 60 homes, and local officials had put the death toll on Friday at 100 or more. Only 5 bodies and a leg of a 6th victim had been recovered by Sunday. Bangladesh evacuated nearly 800,000 people by Sunday from vulnerable areas as the country and neighboring India awaited the arrival of a severe cyclone that formed over the Bay of Bengal. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Mohibir Rahman, the Minister for Disaster Management and Relief, detailed their preparations for the cyclone. Our military personnel, alongside the fire service, are ready to face the disasters, especially for the hilly areas where there is the possibility of landslides. Our military, with all kinds of equipment, are ready to face the cyclone. Community volunteers have been deployed to evacuate people to 4,000 cyclone shelters across the country's coastal region. The India Meteorological Department said that they're expecting maximum wind speeds of up to 120 kilometers per hour. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
5 Sahel nations have been holding a major military drill in western Niger. Niger's defense ministry said on Sunday, the first such exercise in a region racked by militant violence. The Sahel region has been plagued for years by rebels linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.